relationship with my parents was good. I believe my relationship with my father was a lot more challenging than my relationship with my mother. And I think that's because he was more of a disciplinarian. And my mom was more like a friend. So in many cases, if there was a issue, you know, if it was something that I would possibly think I would be disciplined for, I would run to my mother first, sort of to get the protection from my father's discipline. But it was overall a pretty good relationship. You never talk back. When I was young, what was considered disrespectful with my father or any adult in the case was talking back. You would never talk back. Definitely not one thing that was tolerated. That was something crazy to do, considering the backlash you would get. Now, I think my mother may be a little bit different because she really never disciplined me. And so our relationship was more of a negotiation. But, you know, with my father, it was whatever he said, it went, and there was no questions asked. I actually wouldn't say I was, quote unquote, closer to either one of my parents, because they were my parents. You know, if I wanted that nurturing touch, I would run to my mother. And when it came to maybe advice, and it really depends on what that advice was, I would run to my father. But I think I had an equally close relationship with both of my parents. I think I've crossed a lot of boundaries with my parents, especially as an adolescent. And that's because in most cases, I did what I wanted to do and suffered the consequences later. There were many cases where I violated my curfew. And then, you know, I would come in and, you know, it would be a punishment or it would be a yelling match. But that was one of the boundaries that was set that tend to, in order to be cool, violate.
What happened when you came home late?
So, I think first couple of times, punishment, yelling, it got to a point where my parents just decided, you know, I don't want to say to give up, but it was more or less just a simple conversation about why it's important to either call or why it's important to come in when you're supposed to come in. And that one-on-one conversation, It gave me insight, and it wasn't just, well, do what I say and do what I do, but this is why. And then it was at that point that I understood, oh, okay, so maybe I should call, or okay, maybe I, you know, should go in. And it had nothing to do with just being who I wanted to be and doing what I wanted to do. I kind of understood the reason behind why that boundary was set.
What do you think were the biggest expectations that your parents had for you?
I think the biggest expectations was to be respectful, was to be a young lady that can be trusted. You know, when it came to school, to my education, it was always to do the best that I possibly could to prepare and to succeed. As a young lady, it was to present myself as a young lady and nothing less than that. And as a daughter, it was just be myself, but also to respect my parents.
What were the expectations relating to your education?
So my expectations relating to my education was to always get a better grade than the last grade that I got. I did my best to always be on an honor roll, always be the top person, the top performer. Rarely would I even accept a C for myself, and anything less was, you know, I would cry. You know, I would feel my own pain. So it was just to be better, just always to better myself and to do well, to be successful.
Talk to me about the boundaries as a young adult that you had trouble not crossing.
So as a child, one of the, one of the boundaries, one of the rules was to behave in school. And for some odd reason, I had an issue with behaving in school. And so I think, almost weekly, I would be disciplined because I did not know how to behave in school. We used to get progress reports, weekly progress reports, and you would get a check, which means it was satisfactory. You would get a check slash, which would be needs improvement, or you would get a zero, which means unsatisfactory. And with that zero, you usually get a note that says why it's a zero. And mine will always be in behavior. You know, homework assignments will always rise. My test grades, you know, being, you know, they were always good, but my behavior always ended up in a zero by the end of the week. No matter how hard I tried not to get a zero, I just did something, flip of the lip, flip of the mouth, just wrong. And I would say that, ended up not to my benefit.
Can you tell me a story about a boundary that you crossed, or, you know, that you've done something that was not so smart?
My aunt Lisa, she was coming home from work one day, and we were on the second level. She stayed on the second level. It was a three-story house. And I'm not even sure what even made my cousin and I do this. But, so, my cousin Patricia is the oldest, and there's my cousin Nikki. And so, my cousin and I decided, or one of my cousins decided that she wanted to hang out the window. So, my cousin and I held her out the window. And for some odd reason, we held her a little bit too long. We couldn't pull her up. So we just stood there holding her by her legs, hanging out the window until my aunt came home. And she said, "Hi, Mom." And my Aunt Lisa looked up. And I think she became a track star because she came up those steps so fast to pull her child in. And so I don't think my father, because that was his sister, my Aunt Lisa, I don't think my father ever knew about that story.
You know, you're telling me all these crazy stories about how you acted when you were younger. Have you learned from your mistakes?
Yes, I feel like that I did learn from my mistakes. And any mistake that I made, whether as a child or as an adult, I think has made me a better person. I understand that I am going to make mistakes, even, you know, as an adult. I know that I'm going to continue to make mistakes because I'm not perfect. And sometimes mistakes are how you learn. And so when you make them, you understand, there's either a consequence or a benefit to the decisions you make. And if it's a mistake, you reap what you sow, and you move on from it. But the teaching in this is not to do it again. And so I think for every time I do make a mistake, I think it does make me a better person because I know that in the event that opportunity rolls around again, I know what decision to make the next time.